from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Anyway, we're back, and let's see where we're at here. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You know, City Limits, I just thought about something here. We're going to have to handle the Derek Shelton show without Joe again.
Actually, I think Joe is back tomorrow.
I thought he was back Wednesday.
I thought he was back Wednesday, too, but according to the schedule in here, he's back tomorrow.
Well, that would be an interesting twist. But I was going to say, if he's not, that would be like four out of the last six that we've had to handle without him.
We get Shelton 6 hours before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, he can't answer the questions that Ben Cherington can, but at the same point, in the same breath, I mean, you'd have to think that there's got to be some sense of urgency for him as well, too, right? I mean, who is in more of a safer spot right now, Derek Shelton or Ben Cherington? Or do you think they're a package deal, like they stay, they go,
well,
no matter what happens?
They're a package deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with that. I kind of agree with that. And at the same token, we don't know how long Derek Shelton's contract lasts. We don't know. He might have 2 more years. He might have 1 more year after this. I mean, we had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just have to tell you, if they have a 500 record, I think they're both safe.
I think so too.
And actually, I think if they're close to 500, they might both be safe. I think
they end up completely free falling,
right? That would be the only way there might be something revisited,
right?
But I think if they win 78 or more games, they're going to be, well, we made progress. Or what did they win last year? 75?
76.
76?
I don't think 78 would be enough.
I think it would. I think you way overestimate how motivated Bob Nutting is to move on from these two.
Yeah, not at all. Seems very comfortable.
He seems to be very comfortable. So as long as if they win 75, 74 games, then we could be talking about a problem. But if they get to like 78, 79 wins or whatever, we made progress. We won 3 or 4 more games. We're closer. Next year, our rotation is set up. Hooray! Right?
Yeah, let's celebrate next year's potential.
Right.
When you could have traded for Jazz Chisholm and had him for next year,
right,
or Brent Rooker and had him for next year as well.
Right. But that's the whole point. And so, it's just one of those things. It's one of those things where I don't know that people are going to get what they want. I think people that want a trade to be made, I mean, I'm not one of those people that want a trade just to make a trade. You know what I'm saying? There
right.
are some people I think any trade that's announced, they'll be happy with because, hey, they made a trade.
They got somebody.
Right.
But it has to be the right move. And it doesn't have to be a home run, slam dunk type
no.
of thing.
No.
But don't go and get, I think Tommy Pham's an okay addition, but don't go get Lane Thomas because, well, we got to do something. Or whoever the extra outfielder is that Tampa Bay wants to ship off. They've already traded, what, 9 players? Whoever else right. that they have left, well, we made a deal. We tried our best. We got something.
I'll give you a great example. Taylor Ward. Okay? Do I think Taylor Ward is Wade Boggs or Tony Gwynn? No. But he does have 16 home runs and 51 runs batted in. He does have an OPS that's actually pretty good. And he is a guy that, okay, I think he's a guy that would be an upgrade over, and I keep calling it because it's easier to say this than say all of their names, what I call the black hole of Pirates outfielders. All those guys I named off before, right? So if you go get a guy like Taylor Ward, okay, he's batting .227, but he's got a slugging of .401.
He hit .181 in June. He's hitting .169 in July.
Well, and he's still batting, you know, he's still 16 home runs, 51 RBI. Look at his numbers overall, because again, we don't do small sample sizes. We do all overall. His numbers are an improvement over what they have. I'd be okay with a guy with 16 home runs coming in here, especially since the fact that he did struggle for a month tells me that he's probably due to start going back towards the norm.
Well, he seemingly has had the opposite effect of Rowdy Tellez, who was bad the first 2 months right. and then has been great the next 2 months, where Ward was great the first 2 months with 19 RBIs in April, and in May he drove in, 11? And then the last 2 months, he's been the equivalent of Rowdy Tellez over the first 2 months in these last two.
Well, again,
which has not been good.
He hasn't been great, but here's the thing. If you look at his overall numbers and you look at what he generally is going to do for you, right? 227 would be by far his lowest batting average since he's become mostly a regular, which means he's likely to move back the other way and start hitting again. His on-base percentage would be by far his lowest one right now. His slugging would be by far his lowest. His OPS, obviously, because of those other two, is low. But at the end of the day, what he's doing this year, he would be an improvement. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with Brent Rooker. I'd be okay with even, De La Cruz or whatever his name is from Florida. There are some guys that could make this team better in the area that they need to get better. And I don't care what the cost is. I don't. If they're able to get one of these guys and they don't have to give up any of their, their good major league players, I don't care who they give up from their system. You know, people will argue and debate and they'll yell about what, they gave up this guy or they gave up that guy. I can't believe it's such an overpay. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? I don't care about that, Austin. I want them to be a better team because they shave some of those guys out of the black hole
right.
into oblivion and add an outfielder or two and maybe a reliever. That's all that's what I'm saying is I want them to add, probably I would say two outfielders or an outfielder and a utility guy that can play infield, outfield, one of those guys but two guys that are better hitters than what they have and one reliever.
Well, you're also potentially going to need an infielder that can bounce around a little bit because who's playing second base right now? Jared Triolo, 0-for-5 last night. Jared Triolo not doing nearly enough offensively in the last whole season, really.
Triolo.
I mean, you're going to put Alika Williams out there at second base?
You've got Triolo. You've got
Well, yeah, it's bad.
We had somebody
with Nick Gonzalez hurt and on the IL.
We had someone at the front desk. There's someone there waiting for something to be signed. As a delivery guy, I just feel like, you know, that's something that triggers me. So could you send the IT out there to sign this?
IT is currently podcasting.
What is he doing? What is he doing? Why don't you run out there and sign for it real quick?
I don't think that's within my pay grade to do that.
Who can do that?
The front desk people, the promotions people, and the people that are in charge of the supplies and HR and stuff like that.
Now we got a sales guy there. He should sign. All you got to do is sign a thing. They don't even care. They just need a signature. It looks like he's trying to sign for it. Maybe. I don't know. I'm about ready to end this segment and run out there. Listen, I've been a delivery guy. One of the worst things you can do to somebody who's a delivery person is make them wait.
Yeah.
You wonder why?
Well, they're probably in a rush already as it is, dropping off 35 different packages at places and just continually probably not. I mean, were you very pleased with your job when you were going through it? Dude, being a delivery guy, did you like that job?
It didn't bother me. What bothered me were the people that acted like taking 8 seconds away from whatever they're doing to sign so I can get the hell out of their store or whatever. Those people always annoyed me.
Yeah.
And I actually had this discussion with one of them, because every day I would come in and, you know, she would be so busy sitting there doing this and that and her thing. So finally I said, you know, listen, when I come in, can you just sign this so I can get out of here? She's like, well, I usually only make you wait 2 or 3 minutes. To which I say, okay, good. I have about 32 stops to make. If every one of them made me wait 3 minutes, that's like 96 to 100 extra minutes on my day. So if I asked you to sit there for 96 minutes or 100 minutes more every day and you don't get paid for it, would you want to do that?
Absolutely not. Now, were those days determined by how quickly you delivered all the packages, or was it like an 8-hour span where you worked from this time to that time?
The number of packages the number of stops you had, right? The route was built for a certain time period. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, you know, the route that I happened to do was a 4-hour route, right? So if everybody treated me like you do, now it's a 5.5-hour route, but I'm only getting paid for 4. So when you see delivery guys and they're running in and out of buildings, that's why. Because, and some like FedEx and UPS guys, they're on a clock. Like, you know, the little computer thing that they have, like they sign, you know, that you sign or whatever. I mean, it's registering every stop they make, and they're on a clock.
And how long they're there.
And they're on a clock. And so my thing with that is, don't make somebody stand here and wait for 3 or 4 minutes. Whoever walks through the door can sign the thing. Whoever's there can sign the thing. And let her go. Now, thankfully, the sales guy decided he was going to sign.
There you go.
So she's gone.
So she's not going to be angry like you on Twitter.
No. I would still be. Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's one of my favorite clips all time.
Well, I think that there are people that ask, well, you seem to be able to relate to so many people. Like, you seem to be able to go anywhere and have great conversations with people and relate to people. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I've done a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
That's
you have done a lot of different jobs.
I've done a lot of jobs. And so I know the challenges that people have. I also know that, you know what, doesn't matter what job you have. I've worked in corporate America. I've worked in blue-collar America. I've worked for small businesses, worked for big businesses, worked for, you know, whatever. People are people. So these people that, like, they treat other people differently because they're from a different walk of life, I don't understand that. I never will.
Yeah, that never made sense to me, you know. All cut from the same cloth, and the problems with just, I don't know, common courtesy, I feel like, should just be an exact thing that happens all the time.
You know,
but it doesn't.
I met a guy the other day who cuts trees for a living, right? He's got a business where he goes around and he cuts trees. And I talked to him for a little bit, and it was actually very fascinating. And the other part of it is, the fascinating part of it is just how busy he is. Because you say to yourself, well, I mean, how many people could be out there that need trees cut? But it's not just people. It's corporations. It's cities. It's towns. It's boroughs. It's, you know what I mean? Like, they need trees removed. So at this time of year, when the weather's like this, he's just working ridiculously hard and ridiculous, you know what I mean, long hours and all that other stuff. That to me is the fabric of what makes this country great. People like that, you know what I mean? That just work, go to work every day, figure out how to get it done. You know?
Yeah, those carpenters.
Whatever. I mean, you know, to me, so I think that there are some people in this country who look down at service industry people or waiters or waitresses, you know what I mean? Or delivery guys. And to me, I think those are the people that really, you know, they're hustling. They're working. You should respect those people more.
Yeah, the texters are letting you know. Matt in the Amazon truck said it's his biggest pet peeve. Every second means something. Big pet peeve for him. And somebody else says that FedEx is not on the clock. We get paid a daily rate.
Yeah.
So just some perspective, well, easy for me to say, on the text line.
Well, again, a friend of mine is a FedEx driver. When I say on the clock, what I mean is, they got to get these packages, they got to get them in and out quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because part of FedEx's stick is, you know, we're going to deliver it in a timely manner. And so they all have different, you know, there's all different ways that they can say, oh, well, you're, you know, either way, the bottom line is, if you have a delivery route, it's timed out for your shift, whatever your shift is. And so if there are people that are delaying you, because they don't have the courtesy to say, okay, I got 8 seconds. It's going to take me 5 seconds. And actually, here was my thing. I'll even put the little board with the pen right down so you don't even have to look up. Just grab it and scribble something so I can get out of there. You know? That's what I'm going to tell you. So I just feel like it's, it looks like, I don't know, the Reds made a deal. I don't know if it's a,
yeah, Ty France was just traded to Cincinnati for, I think, a minor league catcher.
Yeah.
France is a former All-Star with Seattle in 22. And, I mean, he's okay. They also took on some cash in the deal. He's making about $6 million this season, has one more year of club control left.
Right.
Just a little bit short of $7 million. Decent player. 8 homers, 31 RBIs in 88 games. He's only batting .223, though.
Well, again, I think that's the thing. So now somebody, here's another name someone was throwing around. And you talked about him, Pham. Tommy Pham.
Yeah, with the White Sox.
So
on a cheap deal.
He was very cheap. And I could be wrong, and it's why, you know, I have to look at it real quick. I could be wrong, but my recollection of Tommy Pham from all those years with St. Louis is he didn't hit very well.
No, he was average. I mean, he bounced around a couple different places. San Diego. He was on the Diamondbacks last year in their run to the World Series and was very good for them.
Right.
And he's the leadoff hitter for the White Sox. We're not talking about Jazz Chisholm or Luis Robert type of difference maker, impactful guy. But he would definitely become one of the better hitters in the lineup. He's better than Jack Sawinski. He's better than Michael A. Taylor.
Right.
And he's better than Edward Olivares. And he's probably better than Palacios, who's just a fourth outfielder. Good player, but a fourth outfielder.
So he's
an upgrade over everyone.
He's .266, .330, .380. I mean,
it's better than what you have.
No power at all. Five home runs. But
no, he's a doubles guy. Has some speed as well.
Has a little bit of speed. And what's he done here? Let's see. 6 stolen bases. I mean, here's my thing with Tommy Pham. It feels like you could get him for almost nothing. Right?
Yeah. A lottery ticket, A-ball player.
I mean, I don't even know what it would take to get a guy like Tommy Pham. I could live with it, you know, but he's the classic example of the guy that. So it cost you about $3 million, I think, right?
I don't even think that much.
Yeah, let me look at his deal, actually, his most up-to-date deal. Yeah. I got it. $2.5 million is what he's making. So it cost you about $1.5 million.
About $1 million. Not even that. I mean, we're 60 games left.
Right. That's what it would cost you. So I don't think that's that big of a deal.
No, that's a deal that I would make 100%. I mean, they already demoted Jack Sawinski.
Right.
Who's going to take that spot?
And I think that's the thing that, again, I'm not going to be happy with just any deal. But that's the kind of deal that makes you better. And so
it's not a needle mover. It doesn't make you stand up and clap and say, congratulations, great job, Ben Cherington. It's still something. I mean, nobody thought that when Jay Happer,
right,
that he was going to be that good. And then he turns out to be the second best pitcher in all of baseball that year, other than Jake Arrieta for the second half.
I mean, I think that's the thing about it. You have to really think about it. They've made some deals where they've got some guys that people were like, who the hell is this guy? And then he turned into something. And then they made some deals for guys like Justin Morneau, who, you know, really didn't do a whole lot when he was here. But everyone was excited when they got him. I just think, again, you have to make sure that you're getting a player that's going to help you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.